Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Should we play Screw, Marry, Kill with Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider?
You may have to explain the game to him.
Do you know what Screw, Marry, Kill is, Gary?
I don't know if I even want to know.
See?
Okay, well, we're going to make it clean. So,
okay.
Like on the show, that's me, Chuck, and Cody, and Screw, Marry, Kill would be you pick one guy to screw, and then one guy to marry, and one guy to kill. So what guy are you... It's just a way to say what guy are you going to be long-term with, what guy short-term, and what guy do you want nothing to do with. So we're trying to figure out that with the Bucks. Giannis is safe, so we're doing extend, negotiate, and cut with Middleton, Bledsoe, and Jabari. What would be in the Bucks' best interest if they had to extend one, just kind of flirt with one, and just move on from one?
All right. Jabari, extend.
Well, there's no surprise there.
No surprise there. You know where I stand on his front. Although, I at this very moment, I say the odds are slim to none. It's going to happen.
That Jabari Parker's going to get extended?
That he'll be on this team next year, yes.
So you say slim to none that he'll be, that he's going elsewhere. Why is that?
I just don't see a good fit there. I didn't bring this up, and I've been, you know, meaning to do so, but I haven't. He came very, very close to being traded at the deadline, and I think that spoke volumes of what they think of Jabari Parker and, you know, whether he's a part of their future plans.
Is that because of he wants out or the Bucks want him out?
Well, I think it might be a combination at this point, but, you know, for a long time it was obviously the Bucks. I mean, going back to Jason Kidd. Kid was not a fan, and you know, he was rough on Jabari, and his teammates will tell you that. Jabari's been the consummate pro, doesn't get into that stuff, but you know, his teammates have told me otherwise.
So there's an alternate universe where Larry Drew stays the coach of the Bucks. They never bring in Jason Kidd, and Jabari Parker never gets treated the way he did by Kidd, allegedly.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I mean, guys, how many times do you get the number two pick in the draft and your head coach is down on you almost from day one, you know? it doesn't happen. I mean, you embrace the number two pick, hoping he's going to be part of your foundation. And, you know, maybe things will change. I mean, you never, ever say never in professional sports. But
boy, that would be a big, big loss for these guys to let him just slip away like this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you have to have two big-time players at the very minimum, preferably three, to go deep into the playoffs and have a legitimate shot at an NBA title. And if they lose him, I have no idea where they're going to get another player of his caliber.
What if they traded out? Now, when I say traded out spots, if they let him go and they sign another free agent that would take his spot, of if there's one out there like a Parker,
yeah.
Parker talent.
Well, I mean, if that's true, then everything works out for him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But tell me the last time a truly star caliber player came to Milwaukee. Now you can say Greg Monroe. I think he was like a fringe, but he was never an all-star. Mm-hmm. You know, if a player is in a position to pick his team of the future, I highly doubt that Milwaukee's going to be on his top 10 list, you know. So this is just going to be a fascinating scenario going into the summer.
Well, you're depressing today.
I know, but you brought it up, Bart.
A lot of people have been saying Eric Bledsoe to move on from because the fit maybe isn't there with Giannis. It seems like those guys get along, but it's this constant struggle of what kind of point guard do you want next to Giannis? Do you want a guy who just facilitates the offense and gets it through Giannis? Do you want an offense where Giannis does a lot of the heavy lifting as the facilitator, or do you want one of these point guards that it seems like every team has, a shooting sometimes first point guard, a guy that can knock down threes? Eric Bledsoe, I like him as much as anybody, but I think there's too many possessions where he gets the rebound, comes down the floor, there's still 17 seconds left on the clock, and he's taking a shot, and a lot of times it's a three-point shot, and as we saw last night, he went 1-for-8 doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on Eric Bledsoe. I think he's a pretty good player, maybe, you know, slightly below a fringe all-star. My thinking on Eric Bledsoe is I would have made him the super six man and let him come off the bench and score, made Malcolm Brogdon, who is much more of a pass-first, shoot-second type of guy, as your lead point guard. And if you want to take a step further, yeah, I would have put Parker in the lineup and brought Snell, you know, off the bench as well. So, but, you know, I can't imagine they're going to make any changes now, you know, heading into the playoffs.
Well, I think I'm most disappointed in the fact that they have not gotten better defensively. You know, they're scoring enough points. You know, I think the offense is fine. I just think Bledsoe shoots a little bit more to my liking than he should. But defensively, they are what they are. They're just not going to get any better than this.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. And I don't know if you guys saw the blog I did last night, but I polled six NBA officials, and I asked them each to give a grade on each Bucks player, okay?
Yeah, that is on our Facebook page, by the way, as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So, but anyways, one of the interesting comments, maybe the most interesting comment that one of these NBA people brought up was whether Chris Middleton was all the way back. And in his mind, he thinks Middleton is a good player, but not a great player. I think we can all agree with that. But he remember a couple of years ago when he blew out his hamstring?
Yeah.
Just shredded it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy claims, at least in his opinion, that Middleton isn't all the way back, particularly from a defensive standpoint. And if you watched the game against the Hawks the other night, he got shredded by Taurean Prince. And, you know, it's happened on more than a few occasions this year. And I'm not blaming Chris, because there are other guys that had Prince during the game as well. But, you know, the guy has an interesting point. We see him on a constant basis, but we're not sure, you know, if he's the same caliber player he was before the injury.
Yeah. Well, have we learned enough that Joe Prunty, I mean, that he is probably not going to be the answer as the head coach in the offseason?
Well, again, I think it all comes down to the playoffs. I mean, you know, Chuck, it's the Eastern Conference. I mean, it's a bad conference.
Yeah.
I said Toronto. Not one team has been consistently good throughout the season. All the others have had their ups and downs. And to me, it's like, which team is going to get hot? I talked to Jared Bayless about this the other day. I said to him, I can't remember the Eastern Conference being so wide open. And he said, yeah, I totally agree. And I said, how many teams do you have a legitimate shot to win the East? And he goes, six. Six of the eight. So it's going to be very interesting. I think if, you know, Joe does well in the playoffs, I think he's got a legitimate shot. If not, then I think it's going to be awfully tough. But the bottom line is they are going to go through a process, and there are current head coaches, that one in particular, who wants the Bucks job. And
who?
It's good. I can't say, sorry.
Text me later.
Yeah, right.
What's it rhyme with?
Yeah, right. Are we going to play that game again, whatever you call it?
Is it Derek Nolstra?
Huh? Derek Spolstra?
Yeah.
Huh. If that was the case, He'd been hired if I was the GM right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just an incredibly good coach, I think. But no, you're down to 28 now.
Okay.
So
Gary,
anyways,
go ahead.
Yeah, the point is they're not going to have a problem finding a coach. Now, whether they hire the right coach is the $64,000 question.
Racine Journal Times, WolfelsPressBox.com. Regarding the Jabari thing, just one more thing before we get to Steve Novak. John Horst on our show last week, this was his quote. If Jabari is a long-term piece for us, which we believe he is, we are going to figure out a way to have him and continue to build this team. Do you not buy that?
No, I think it's real suspect. The big question is if, you know. And, I mean, look at right now. I mean, he's healthy and he's playing 21 minutes a game. You know, don't you think if you had a player of his, again, caliber, he'd be playing more minutes coming down the stretch? I don't know.
All right.
So, we'll see.
All right, Gary, another loss. Maybe they'll bounce. They got the Clippers and the San Antonio at home this week. Not exactly gimmies for this team. Nobody's a gimme. We saw that with the Hawks game on Saturday night. They struggled to win that game.
Yeah, and we get to see Doc Rivers. And, you know, his name's been already rumored to be a candidate for a Bucks job. I've heard that Doc is also a serious candidate for the New York Knicks, and he's obviously got strong ties to Milwaukee, you know, having played for Marquette University. So are you going to ask him, Chuck, if he has any interest, or should I do that?
I'm definitely going to ask him.
Okay, there you go.
I will definitely ask him.
We got it covered.
Yeah, but you know what he's going to say, though? I can tell you what Doc's going to say. Well, they've already got a head coach, and you know, I'm the head coach of the LA Clippers. You know how Doc handles those things.
Oh, very classy guy.
Yeah, I love Doc.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Gary, does it rhyme with Bleve Kerr? No?
No.
Did I take another one off the list?
Yeah, you're down to 27. Yeah.
Gary, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.